The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Stand up. Bang. Pass out. Bang. Wake up. Bang. Baby. Bang. Wake up. Bang. Baby. Bang. Pull up. Bang. Get shot. Sit down. Stand up. Bang. Pass out. Bang. Wake up. Bang. Baby. Bang. Wake up. Bang.
Hey, hey, hey. What's up, y'all? What's up? You already
really,
knew.
Y'all?
Yeah, I mean, they talk about doing a reboot. I might as well. You listen to the WZUP, and we listen to Bad and Boozy. I'm your co-host, So Lovely, a.k.a. Martina Payne. And I am joined by my lovely co-host from the D, not the Detroit, but the DMV. Talking to DeAsia Ali. Say what's
don't
up.
Don't do that. Don't do that. You know we don't say we from the DMV. Baltimore. What's up?
No, you're from the... What did we say the other day? Delaware, Maine, Vermont.
Who the fuck
was
supposed to be with Delaware? Who in the fuck thought the D was Delaware? I hope that listening to it, because I know he probably is. But so, I'm from Baltimore. It's DeAsia. What's up?
And we are blessed with...
Y'all don't pronounce the T, but y'all pronounce it with a D. I'm so confused.
Baltimore.
Listen, you got to go back. You got to do some serious linguistic studies to realize where that came from. Because all the black people and the white people from Baltimore do the same thing.
I need to know if it is a French influence or if it's a British influence. So probably
I don't
British.
Know, but it be like Baltimore.
We shall see.
It be at work like...
Origin of Baltimore.
I know, right? Know. We need to find the etymology.
Like Baltimore or something.
Etymological origins. Well, you do hear a third voice today, and we are joined by a wonderful guest today. She is in the spirits business. She actually has her own business where she makes wonderful, edible, delicious, boozy treats. So you guys, please give a warm welcome to our first real guest.
Yeah.
No shade to homies, no but shade. You know. Give it up for our guest, China. Hey, China.
Hey, thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it. I told D earlier, y'all making my podcast dreams come true. Listen, I've been wanting to be on a podcast for forever. So listen here, honey. I got it tonight. Yes, Lord, won't he do it?
Yes, and she sings. Hallelujah. Hey.
I didn't know we was out here making dreams come true. Hey.
When you wish upon a star.
So, I appreciate it. Thank y'all so much.
No problem. Thank you for joining us. And so, ladies and gentlemen, this will not be your typical Bad and Boozy episode where it's highly structured and organized. We're just going to go ahead and go with the flow because we have a guest and we want to be able to introduce you guys to her, introduce you to what she's about, let her talk a little bit, give us her story, and then just be able to, you know, go off the cuff with it, so to speak. So, normally this is where we go ahead and uncork our regular shenanigans, which we're still going to do. But I guess we should start with our guest, huh?
Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah, we got to be hospitable and shit.
Yeah. Ooh, man, this beer got me burping, y'all. I am so sorry, wine hoes.
I finished my beer earlier because I was just burping.
Ooh, man.
I still got mine.
This is so... Beer is not ladylike. I'm so... 1,000 pardons, gentlemen and ladies, for my gassiness is coming up from the malt liquor, so to speak. So, China, why don't you tell the people a little bit about yourself?
Number one, I'm not very good at talking about myself, but... I am originally from Mississippi, 37 years old. I've been in D.C. for about a decade now. I moved up here after Hurricane Katrina, kind of blew me up this way, and just kind of been here doing my thing, getting a little more into the alcohol business lately and learning a lot more and just trying to, you know, take it a little further. It's pretty much me in a nutshell, besides me being a quirky, crazy bitch.
Hey.
I can vouch for that. We like those kind.
We do. We really do. I mean, in case y'all couldn't tell. I'm just saying. Yeah, so that basically is China. What else can we do?
Well, what did you do this week? Me? We have a quick rundown.
I had another, the kid had another, what is it called? I'm two beards in, y'all. I'm sorry. What is it called? Competition.
I was about to say a tournament. I didn't know which word to use.
Yeah, the kid had another competition. This time she competed as a duo instead of in a group. And they actually won their competition. They got a trophy. She got another spirit stick. The other two groups that they competed with as part of their overall group, they also won their categories as well, and then they got a larger trophy. So all together, their dance team, which is called Outspoken, brought home 4 trophies. So
yeah,
we are really
out here like the Bring It On Girls,
man, for real.
Hashtag winning.
Yep. And then the kid had rehearsal last night. She's going to be performing at the Laker game next week. So she had rehearsal with the Laker girls yesterday night. So
yes.
Yeah, man, it's, she's been way more busier than me. I just been chilling.
You a whole dance mom out here,
man, for real, right? Dance mom LA.
Okay, but I said we need to get you on somebody's reality show. I'll watch it.
So yeah, that was basically my week, was just all kid stuff. But Asia, how was your week, beloved?
I mean, I was drinking and I was drinking. I had a little bit, and I'm drinking right now, and I, listen, I had a little beer flight at a little bar. I got cussed out by a lady at the bar.
You sure did. You didn't say that either. Oh, you was trying to leave that out, huh?
I missed it. No, I wasn't trying to. I was trying to focus on the drinks the first time. I forgot about that. But anyway, good thing we did a do-over. I went to this little restaurant, had good service. It's old line, fine wines. Had a little brewery. I mean, not a little brewery. They got some stuff on tap. And they got a bistro and a retail shop. I'm drinking. I met a new friend at the bar. I don't know. I think she was Guyanese, but she was cool. And she invited me to CrossFit. So we making friends at the bar. Then the old hotep nigga trying to holler. And the next thing you know, he mad because he complimented my natural hair, but dissing women with weaves and shit. Yes. And then I'm like, I don't even want to talk to him no more. Then he gets mad because I don't want to talk to him. Then the lady he with start cussing and calling me all types of bitches, but she never said it directly to me. Like, she like, I don't know, talking to him like, I don't know who that bitch thinks she is and all this other stuff. And he like, I ain't even say nothing smart. Was I disrespectful? Was I rude? I said, I don't have to talk to you just because you want to talk to me. And then I just was like, no, thank you. She cussed me out for like a smooth 5 minutes. And I just went on and ordered like, Chris, hey, excuse me. Can you tell me more about this nitro, this bed you got on tap or whatever? So that was crazy. I can go more into the bell later because we're going to do more bell on another show. But I did learn about the nitro, what we said it was, nitrogen. About the process nitrogen. Of the chilling of the bed. That's what it is, nitrogen. Yeah.
Well, so it actually makes...
How they do it?
It makes the bubbles smaller so that it makes the beer more smoother and creamier.
Bam. Hmm. I'm telling you, I swear to God, Chris told me all that, and it made sense at the time. But I was like, I got to hear things a couple times so I remember, but bam, you got that right. So, but I did like the beer that I got here, like a porter or so. I think I did try a sour there, too. Shout out to my girl, China, because she got me back on trying the sours. And then had my little boozy fun on Sunday with a little internet friend. Shout out to the homie Bubbles and Bourbon. A local friend who is in furthering her wine and tasting career, like on the formal level. Like, she taking classes and shit. I ain't got the diploma. And we had brunch and we tasted some bourbon. China, you know about that Forrester bourbon?
Oh, Forrester.
Yeah, that's what we had for shots. When she said, I like to have shots. I said, I don't know which bourbon you want. You don't want to know more about me. And then that's the one she picked. But we had some really good mimosas and food. So hopefully in the future, I told her when she local, when she out here tasting shit and reviewing it and working, if she need a sidekick, I'm always down for the shit.
Hey.
So that was, yeah, I had a nice little boozy weekend. My week itself been chill, but I did buy this double IPA from Peabody Heights. So often it was like a 6-pack, four-pack. So I did drink a couple of those just at home watching This Is Us last night. But yeah, other than that, just chilling. And back to our guest assignment.
Yes. I know. What y'all don't understand is we actually had to re-record this, so this is take two, y'all. So
no, I understand.
No, not you. I'm talking to the listeners, boo. I'm talking to the listeners. Come on now.
Oh, my bad. I missed that one.
We suspended reality. Lord have mercy, Jesus. So, China, even though you told us already, would you like to tell the listeners how your week went?
You can give us a shortened version if you like.
Yeah, I'll give you a condensed version real quick. So basically, during the week, I don't do anything but work because I go to work and then I have to be there till like early in the fucking morning, and that is it. I don't sleep until like the daytime, and that is it. Anyways, generally, I spend my weekends arguing with Uber drivers. It happens fairly often. And so, yeah, I was telling them that I had to kind of have words with a lady who just flat out said, oh, no, I'm not going to U-turn. Matter of factly, after I asked her to U-turn. So, you know, long story short, she ended up U-turning, apologizing, didn't want to hear that shit. I got my money back. And you, that's, you oh, and your, I also
sent your white lady letter.
Yeah, I had to write an email to the bosses and let them know that as a white woman, a black woman in a white woman's life,
a white woman,
that I don't appreciate this shit. Yes, exactly.
See, but when you got but out also, the car, when you got out the car, did it. You say Happy Black History Month? Did you slam the door?
I say shit. To that lady. I got out that motherfucking car. Not a goddamn word to her, bitch. You know how I feel. I ain't got shit to say to you. So let's keep it.
I gotta find a reason to call somebody else a colonizer. I called that bitch a colonizer.
Man, I did last week on Instagram. I got into a row. Are you saying something over there, Chyna?
You saying something, Chyna?
Oh, no, I said she was a black lady. I couldn't call her a colonizer.
Oh, dang. Come on, sis. Why you got to do me like that?
Why you doing me like that, sis?
I knew you were struggling giving her that one star, too, for a second. Like, do I have to? Yeah, I do.
I did, you know, listen, she was a black lady. I didn't want to do that. I don't be want to do that to no black person, which I rarely get white people anyway, but I get a bunch of foreigners. Foreign men.
I don't think I've ever had a white people Uber driver.
I have white people for Uber Eats, but not necessarily driving an Uber.
Yeah, I've had for Uber Eats. I haven't had it for Uber.
Man, shout out to the people that will bring your food actually to the door and not call you talking about, I'm outside. No. I said door to door. Bring your ass up these stairs and bring me my food.
Y'all know I live in a basement apartment. I'd be like, knock on the basement door on the side of the house. And then niggas are still knocking on the front door. Like, I don't live upstairs. I don't know why y'all knocking upstairs.
Oh, in D.C., they not going to deliver to your door. I don't give a damn where you stay at. You going to come outside and get that. They not coming to knock.
What? That's rude.
That's most of the time, I just open the door.
No place I stayed has that been a thing.
Dang. I need them to get it together. We're going to have to touch and agree that they get it together for you, China, because that's unacceptable. That is unacceptable. Not in the year of our Lord 2018. You better bring me that door to door.
Like, why am I paying for this fee, beloved?
Right. Why am I paying $4.99 for me to go outside and get my food? I don't think so. Bring it here.
Oh, God.
Damn about that. DC does not care about customer service. You gonna they have don't. to live here, you probably ain't got a car. Bitch, you gonna get what you get. Okay?
Dang.
That's how they feel.
Dang. Oh, yeah, true. They be like, bitch, you ain't got no car. You wait for us to bring you a car.
They treat you like a redheaded stepchild. They treat you like you Jan Brady or something. That's just rude.
Ooh, what you opening,
I'm opening another
beer. Why I got real close to the... We must be on the same page. You opening something. I done got up and got the wine bottle.
There we go. So
I'm a bitch moving in slow motion because I got back to working out this week, y'all, and I'm all types of achy.
Hey, me too, but you know what? I still got 1,000 calories to spare, so I'm just going to drink a few. But you bring up a good point because I'm opening bottles and you looking for yours, so we might as well get into a brief... sip or spit, y'all. As I mentioned before, we was rudely interrupted by the podcast cutting off on us. I ain't got nothing to review this week, y'all, because I'm just really not satisfied with my selections, and I don't want to waste y'all time. And I will save my rose review for next week because we have been watching From the Mountains.
I don't know where I found her. I have no idea.
Nope. Are you done?
The Mountain of the Black Panther.
The Black Panther. See? And that dang meme. We gonna have to post that on the social media page. Like, and now the powers of the Black Panther will be stripped away. My powers...
Oh, I could have practiced that the other day. Hold up.
Man, my powers have been stripped away by this Squila Fiesta. Agave with a squeeze of berry. This is actually some juice, as D would call it.
Mm-hmm. That's how I do.
But,
I don't know how I do.
Yeah, I'll just tell y'all that it's not worth reviewing. It is 6% alcohol. It is a berry. And it tastes like soda. So, yeah, there you go. D, are you and our lovely guest China reviewing today?
So this is a random joint review. I'm actually had the privilege of being over here recording, and before the a little recording and pregame, China had me some a nice little sour to try. Anderson Valley Brewing Company, because China is more of a beer and beer girl. Bourbon, right, China? Bourbon, what's the word?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So I noticed not too long ago on the social medias that she was talking about some sours. I've had one, so she got one that was kind of in between. And this one was a Framboise Rosé. Sour. And I had, what was the one that I had that you liked? The Kinky something?
The Yink and the Holy Gozer.
I got to get better with remembering these things. I reviewed it on my Delectable, but that sour I had last week, I didn't review it on the show, but it's on my Delectable. It hit me like, bam! But it wasn't bad. I just wasn't ready for how sour it was. But then when China said that she was going to have this one, and I saw the framboise and the rosé, I was like, ooh, that might be a little fruitier, not as sour. And pretty much that's kind of like what it was. So, China, how would you describe the beer that we had tonight?
You definitely get the salt from it. So, basically, a goza is a sour beer brew with coriander and salt.
Ooh.
So,
see, I don't know all those words.
Coriander.
Yeah, it has to be. Well, coriander is like... yeah, what is it? Don't listen. Don't let me lie to you. It's a herb, not a herb.
It's a spice.
From a herb. It comes from cilantro, right? So that's where it comes from.
Okay.
But yeah. So you get. I don't really taste the coriander, but I definitely taste the salt, which I like.
Coriander. I do taste the salt.
Mm-hmm. You get a little bit of the strawberry flavor from it, and a little bit of the rosé, which for me, now I love Anderson Valley. That it's one of my mm-hmm. favorites when it comes to sours. Them and Perennial, they brew very good sours. With Anderson Valley, I love the Kimmy the best, just because it's just a straight up sour. Yes. They have that one. They have this one that we're talking about. They have a blood orange and a briny watermelon.
Yeah.
Those are more milder ones. The ones that are fruity are a little bit more milder. I like them to be a bit more on the tart side. So, I mean, it's a good one. Yeah. Like I was telling Didi, it's a good starter for people who are not sure about sours.
Conversation and I was like, "Ooh, I like the Kimmy, like she like it," because it was like, "Bam!" But if a nigga ain't never had no sour, I'd probably be like, "Hey, try this one that we had tonight—the Framboise Rosé sour," because it gave you enough of it, like, "Oh, it's bitter and it's sour," but enough fruit that your brain wouldn't be freaked out too much. So,
and if you like wine, then you know this is a good introduction to those who think they don't like beer. But there are a lot of beers who actually taste like wines, especially like kind of red. Yeah, red sours give off a lot of wine flavors, and there's certain hops that'll give off wine flavors. Like Nelson Sauvin hops have kind of a white wineish type of flavor to it, and aromatic. Yes.
So the one we had tonight, it was in a can. What it was, like a 12-ounce can. It's like a 6-pack. I seen the same one in just whatever, like your little. If you got like a decent craft beer section, they may have it. So you might want to check it out. I think it was this one was kind of low on the alcohol content. I believe I don't think it was more than
4.2.
Yeah, it was 4.2, but it was real tasty. It was real fresh. It kind of gave us a little burst of like, all right, it's February out this bitch, but we're going to be ready for the summertime or whatever. So, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think people should like it. If any of our listeners interested in trying to like step their toe into the craft beer and the sours, but if they haven't done so already, I definitely would recommend this one.
So you're trying to say that it's something I would like?
I think I don't know if you would like it, but I think you would give it definitely a good try. I think you might like it.
Because based on you saying sour, my nose immediately turned up. Every time y'all say sour, I'm like...
See, that's what gets me, because it's like I taste the fruit, but I know you don't like... You always saying fuck citrus, so you might not like that part.
Don't give me no lemon-flavored nothing.
So you might not like it because it's going to have that bite like a grapefruit or something would be sour when it
exactly
ends.
Yeah,
but it's still got that freshness of the strawberry, whereas though when she was saying the Kimmy, you know, the Kimmy is all like bam, just bite straight into the lemon, all the citrus, no extra fruit. Mm-mm. But
it's like a Sour Patch Kid basically.
Ooh, yeah, but I like those.
The Kimmy was like biting into Kimmy. Like if you like, since I wasn't really like think, like my brain wasn't sure what to expect. When I drank that Kimmy, it was like all up, it was all up in here. Like I felt the sour all behind my ear. Like it went up there.
That's exactly where you get it. You get it right by.
It went like the first sip. It was like that salt and sour went all the way up here. But then I went, oh, and then me and the homie Will, we drank the rest of the beer. I was like, oh, that wasn't bad. I just wasn't ready for that initial kick. But the framboise
a little more milder than these, because the ghost is a specific type of sour, but exactly. You probably might need a sour that does not have salt in it, just because that might throw you off at first.
That's the difference. Yeah, because you definitely taste the salt in these, the goza. That's how you say it, goza. In my mind, I'd be wanting to say goose, and I'd be like, that's not two O's, bitch, you can't read.
The goose, so like they get mixed up because some people think a goose and a goza is the same thing, but they're two different total styles of beer. Yeah.
But so look, we're learning a little bit. So I would say I'm giving it a sip.
Okay.
But it's gonna be a can we have a sip with a caveat, bitch? If y'all don't think y'all, if y'all don't like the salt, y'all don't do it.
Don't do it,
or even don't buy no 6-pack. Like, see if you can get a place where you can get a single and only try one. Don't be out here but getting no 6-pack and thinking you're gonna drink it,
right?
Just because you don't like it.
Hey,
look, if you like sour candy, you'll like it.
But if you like an airhead, not an airhead, with some of them warheads.
Warheads and Sour Patch Kids and all those kind of sour candies. If you like lemonade,
if you like those, you'll like it.
Yeah, if you like sours as far as drinks are concerned, like, you know, whiskey sours, amaretto sours, stuff like that, then you'll probably like sour beers.
See, I like the Maduri sour. That was my drink back when I was drinking.
Get you
and
a melon.
You like that lambic and you like rosé.
I do.
Just put them together and make it a little sour.
That's why I said, okay. That's what I was saying to myself as you guys were describing. And I was like, okay, framboise, that's the raspberry. I like that. Rosé, I like that too. Rosé, and okay, I might could like it. But y'all say sour and immediately my face turns up like I just ate a lemon. Like,
But the lemon, that's not dominant. It's like all of them. Like a happy dance together. They all like to dance.
Is it a waltz or is it Cash Money taking over for the 99 in 2000?
It's Cash Money.
Hey.
It's Cash Money. That waltz too delicate.
And shout out to the fact that Back That Ass Up turned 19 this week. Can we shout that out?
No, we're not. We're going to wait till it turn 20 because I don't want to feel that old. I'll put some respect on the 40. Put some respect on
it. So basically, it's a sip with an asterisk, is what you're saying.
With an asterisk.
Okay.
Yeah, sip with an asterisk.
Okay. I can respect that. That's what's up. So, as I said, I have no review this week. China, do you give it a sip as well, seeing as how you're the person that recommended it?
Absolutely.
So, y'all, these reviews will be available to you on Delectable. So make sure that you are following us so that you can get more in-depth information about that. And, Sip or Spit is a sponsored part of the show. And this week, Sip or Spit is sponsored by the wonderful people over at Audible. So follow me, camera. Follow me as I introduce you to the wonders of Audible.
Drop it for a nigga. Back that ass up like it's 1999. Back that ass up like it's 1999. Back that ass up like it's 1999. Baby, let me drop it for me one more time. Some ass, yeah. You bad, yeah. Make a nigga spend his cash, yeah. Slash, yeah. Girl, you working with some ass, yeah. You bad, yeah. Make a nigga spend his cash.
I only love the way she drop it. Well, maybe so. She say I'll probably leave if she don't pop it. We'll never know, cause she get dying on it. Scrub the grind on it. With no shame, give her time on it. Roll a grind on it, do her thing. I ain't the type to trick, but she go hard for the call. Type to bust it open wide and have me close down the mall. We ain't gotta take it slow. She just hit the dough, let it show. For the give and go, get it off the floor. Ooh, hey, shake it like you never ever got to shake it. If pussy popping was a college, she'd have graduated. She need a bowl for that ass just to celebrate it. A lot of clapping and a standing ovation when she back that ass up like it's 1999. Back that ass up like it's 1999.
For you, the listeners of the Bad and Boozy podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. As you guys know, A Wrinkle in Time is getting ready to come out in theaters, and this would be a very good time for you to have the audio experience of having it read to you if you've never read it before, or refresh yourself with that information. I suggest that you go ahead and sign up for Audible now, because a lot of good titles are going to be coming out shortly and soon, very soon. Michelle Obama just announced that she signed a book deal and her memoir is going to be released this year. And you know what? Some of y'all might want to read Omarosa's book. Something for everybody on there. I said
that whole running for Congress.
Yeah, man. You know, it's Stacey Dash, her book out there too. I'm just saying, she running for Congress too. Old stank heifer. But you know what? You might want to have her voice in your ear. I don't know. Y'all might have a thing for that. Who are me to judge? But some of the other titles that are available to you that I would recommend are Born a Crime, Stories from a South African Childhood by Trevor Noah. And it actually, just this week, it was announced that Lupita Nyong'o is going to be have a part in producing that film and having a starring role in that. So that's dope. Also available is, speaking of memoirs, What Happened I wanted to say what had happened by Hillary Rodham Clinton. Oh gosh. Star Wars from a certain point of view, and then Star Trek Discovery Desperate Hours by David Mack. So to download your free audiobook today, visit http://www.audibletrial.com/coldslither, or you can use audibletrial.com/thecspn. So go ahead and do that for your free audiobook, guys. I suggest that you do it. It helps you get through books a lot easier. A friend of ours who was on the show, Gerard, a.k.a. Loki, a.k.a. That Nigga Takes Good Selfies, he just finished Tiffany Haddish's book, The Last Unicorn, and he said it was amazing. So, you know what? If you haven't already signed up for Audible, feel free to go ahead and do it. And then, you know what? You get 30 days for free. So, you know what? It's a win-win. Mm-hmm. It's a win-win.
Can they find it too under the Keep Our Podcast free tab on the main website?
You're absolutely right, D'Asia. It is also under our Keep Our Podcast free as well. So it might be a little bit easier for you to just go to cspn.us, click that Keep Our Podcast free, and then click on the Audible link. So, you know what?
On the Audible.
There are many ways to skin a cat. And this is part of the show where we normally have a show topic of the week, but since we have a guest and we want to get into the conversation with our guests, we are going to go ahead and jump in there right now. So,
well, it's a topic.
It is a topic. We're talking about booze and treats, y'all, and so often
boozy desserts.
So often we will have our booze and we will have our treats or our desserts, and never shall the two meet. But our guest, China, has found a wonderful way to allow those two things to co-mingle together in harmony, so to speak. So, we're going to talk about some boozy treats and boozy desserts. So, China, actually, how did you get started in this business, so to speak?
So, me and my sister-in-law were doing parties, and it was just kind of like, you know, showcasing cocktails. But I had seen, I don't know if y'all know the guy, what is his name? Darius something or another, but I know it's usually Darius Cooks.
Yes, I've seen him.
I seen this dude go from just posting his little pictures online of the food and stuff. And next thing you know, this dude is like selling out $125 like little dinners. So I told her, I was like, we might need to start trying to do this, you know, seeing what kind of, you know, sweets we can create. So, like, you know, we did a couple of things, like caramels. Like, I had a salted bourbon caramel.
Which was really good. I tasted that.
Thank you.
Rubbing it in, why don't
she? She did the cupcakes.
Uh-huh. I said she's rubbing it in my face.
I'm sorry you couldn't be here. But no, yeah, so she does the cupcakes because she's really good at baking. I am not good at baking whatsoever. Don't let me lie to y'all. People always ask, oh, how did you bake it? No, honey, it didn't get baked. It didn't. I made it. It's more like if I make a cake, it's more like a cheesecake. It's more like an icebox cake. Mm-hmm. I don't bake them, but it's also a good way to retain the alcohol. Because depending on what temperature you're cooking something at, you'll bake out the alcohol. Exactly. So I try to make things that don't require me to actually cook them. Or if I do have to cook them, I'm not cooking them at a temperature that's burning out all the alcohol.
Okay. So you gave us...
Well, that makes sense. I kind of like that no-bake kind of idea. You know, like they used to, like, market them Jell-O cheesecake no-bake desserts. But this is, like... Hers is, like, a way more fancier version of those... thing.
What are you eating now? That looks like it has chocolate on it, Bi.
It is. So, China made some strawberries. Well, she didn't make the strawberries, of course, but she soaked them in, what did you soak them in? Moscato something?
Yeah, I soaked them in Moscato, and I made a whipped cream with the Moscato that I soaked them in.
And, so when I got here tonight, that's pretty much what she was making. She was just whipping up the whipped cream and shit with the strawberries. And I was just watching, like, this is a real simple little treat, even for yourself or for a guest to come over. And she then whipped up the whipped cream and then added some alcohol and shit to the whipped cream and then drizzled up, and she cored the strawberries and squeezed the whipped cream in and then drizzled them all with chocolate. And I was like, this is good. I'm looking at my face.
Well, the chocolate also has alcohol in it, too, because the chocolate has whiskey
in it. Well, that's probably why I'm tipsy. That's pretty much probably why I'm tipsy as we speak.
Yeah, I try to put alcohol in everything so that it is present, it is there, you know there is booze in this.
But it's present in a way that it's, like, still super yummy. It's not like, oh, ew, this alcohol. It's like, oh, this is good. And then it's like, oh, I'm drunk. Then it's like, oh, yeah. Because I was licking the icing off this plate and it still had alcohol in it.
That's awesome.
So in preparation for tonight, since China and myself, we don't live that far from each other, she was like, oh, I'll just make a few things. And when I came over here, she made way more than a few things. So while we were waiting to record, she's like making these strawberries and telling me about the tiramisu that she has in the freezer and then pulling out like bottles of Baileys and some other boozy things she didn't drink. And then she's like opening the liquor cabinets, like, do you want this shot or do you want this wine? And I'm just like, oh, what's happening here? So I'll let her tell you more about the other things she had for me to try.
So I had made wine popsicles. One was with Cabernet, and I put blackberries and blueberries in there with it. I also made rosé popsicles, and I put peaches and grapes in those. I made a tiramisu with a lot of booze. Mm. That shit is really boozy.
That was really boozy.
Yeah, so I made homemade Baileys. That's super boozy.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was thinking about the homemade Baileys because since I didn't taste it yet, she said that could be my. She would send me home with some, so I'm excited already about breakfast in the morning.
Yeah, so I made that, and then I made like a piña colada mix too, so I had to take as well. But yeah, that and the strawberries. So
you want to tell us about how you told me you fucked up the tiramisu three ways before you got it?
Oh my god!
Yeah, I was so.
And the only reason why I'm bringing up that she fucked it up is because I know she's made it successfully in the past, but any person decent at doing some shit then fucked it up at some point. So she's like, man, I fucked this shit up. I will vouch that if she wouldn't have told me she fucked it up, I wouldn't have known because the shit was good. So I didn't know. It looked pretty and it was good. So I was cool.
Yeah, I don't know. So I'm assuming, I don't know what happened, but I do know I lost the recipe for how I made it the first time. Aww. So, I mean, I know the base recipe and whatnot, but I couldn't remember exactly what I did the last time. But anyways, I just know that, like, every time I added the whipped cream, because there's a part where you, like, fold in the whipped cream to the mascarpone, and the mascarpone kept turning, like, it kept curdling, almost kind of like cottage cheese. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, I don't understand. So I threw away the first one. And mind you, mascarpone cheese is expensive.
Very much so.
So I had to throw it out. Yes, I was
When she said she threw it away, I'm like,
excuse me?
Yeah, I threw it away. So I folded in some of the whipped cream. Now, I'm assuming maybe it might have been the alcohol, but I don't understand because the first time I made it, I made the whipped cream with alcohol as well, and it was still fine. So I don't know what I did wrong. I'm just assuming it was that, but I know that I had to add a little cream cheese to the final mixture so that I couldn't throw it out because that was the last bit of mascarpone I had. I was like, I'm not throwing this shit away. So I just added some more cream cheese to it, which made a more creamier texture or whatnot. But, you know, it happens. Stuff like that happens all the time. I'm real bad about recipes. I'm from the South, man. Don't nobody I know use recipes. Right. You go by taste.
Right.
Yeah. But that kind of adds into the fact that you don't really bake, because the things that you make is my kind of idea of quote unquote baking. Because when I cook in general, I don't know the recipes, I don't know measurements, but when you like bake for real, you got to be more exact with your measurements. And I ain't got time for that bullshit.
Right. No,
I like the freestyle or adjust stuff. So it's easier for me to do a no bake type of thing. Because if I got to bake some shit, it's like, no, it ain't gonna get right.
Now, when it comes to some things, like when I do the caramel, you definitely have to be on point with that. Like, I have a candy thermometer, and I have to use that to make it, you know, at a certain consistency. Because, you know, there's some, like, if you want to drizzle caramel, it's at a higher or a lower temperature or a higher temperature. But if you want it to be, like, where it's a little, like, way more thick, like, you have to scoop it. Like, you know, that's at like a higher temperature, so like, and you have to get it to a certain degree, it has to be perfect. So I mean, I can follow it sometimes, but like, I'm not one for baking. It is a lot when it comes to baking. Like, I don't know. The way my ADD is set up, it doesn't allow
see, and I'm so, the opposite of y'all, because I love baking. I love it.
I don't like baking.
I love it.
I think I might, in my mind, I'll do it more as my nieces and nephews get older, and it's like, let's bake cookies or let's bake some shit. But the other reason why I don't like baking is, one, I never grew up baking, and two, like, by the time I got older, I don't even eat a lot of sweets, so it's like, I'm a bake and then do what with it? Like, so I, like, probably if I enjoyed baked goods more, I probably would bake more.
When I used to work at my old job, because I actually liked the people that I worked with, I used to bake stuff all the time and take it to work. So I would bake like peach cobbler, blueberry cobbler, apple pie, strawberry cakes, and cupcakes, and all that stuff. And, you know, make some enough for my kids and take it to work. I made a sweet potato cheesecake, took it to work, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like baking, so I'm like really invested in this conversation. Even though she don't bake, I'm still getting ideas. Like, okay, mascarpone, because I'm thinking like, okay, mascarpone and Grand Marnier would go really well. Let me use that.
Yeah,
I would not use tequila because tequila is unstable. Tequila is unstable.
That hoe. Ain't nobody got time for her.
And I'm like, no. But yeah, I like them ideas. I need to holler at you about making some boozy caramel sauce. That's right up my alley, mama.
Yeah, because when we came over before, you made it on cheesecake, I think.
Yeah, it was the, I had made a banana, a chocolate.
It was a bananas foster.
It was a caramel. Yeah, bananas foster. You're right. Caramel banana.
That sauce was just making me just want to put my finger in the sauce and keep licking my finger.
I'm thinking about licking my fingers now.
Salted caramel sauce.
Right.
Yeah. Shoot it. My mom just gave me the recipe last week for how to make caramel, and it's surprisingly easy, y'all. I mean, literally, all y'all need is some sweetened condensed milk. Mm-hmm. That's it.
And like, even we was talking, me and China was talking today about when she was mixing the whipped cream, and she was like, I make my own, and I was telling her how surprised my brothers were, like, in their mind, whipped cream is just the shit you buy in a can. And I'm like,
it's so easy.
All you gotta do is whip some heavy cream, and if you want to get jiggy with it like China did, you put some liquor or whatever flavorings you want, and then it's a whole party. You can have a bunch of different shit.
Get you some liquor, get you some of that Madagascar vanilla bean paste, throw it up in there.
Absolutely. Yeah. I have the vanilla beans. I try to make stuff as fresh as possible or with the freshest ingredients as possible. Because, you know, I work in restaurants. I'm used to, like, having good food. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. So, like, I want everything I want everything that I make to be like that and have like the good ingredients in them, not just like some bullshit.
I feel you, but I know that vanilla bean is like $8 for two little sticks of vanilla bean versus I go to Marshall's and get that paste for a good $6.
But listen, if y'all want to be
definitely expensive, don't let me lie.
But if you want to be extra, like my homegirl Trina, who makes the cheesecakes, she only make her vanilla bean cheesecake when she actually make the vanilla extract herself, which means she gotta soak the vanilla beans for like months or however long it takes to get the little shit out. So I be like, but I'm not gonna front, when she make them cheesecake, it be fresh, it be good as shit. Hey. So I be like, hey, bitch. Hey. Like,
If that's what you do, I'm with
line hoes. Do whatever you are able to do. The fresher, the better. But if fresh is not in your budget, you know, there is no shame in doing what you need to do. Exactly. Like I said, you can take yourself to Ross, TJ Maxx, Marshalls, or Home Goods, and you can find you some really good, high quality seasonings and extracts as well. Not flavorings.
That's the cheat code. Niggas don't be realizing that shit be right at Home Goods.
Yep. And shoot, Michael's has the extracts as well. Yeah. So don't sleep.
I'm the type of person, I ain't gonna lie. Listen, I'm very cheap. Okay. I try to get a deal wherever I can.
Frugal.
But so I go to places like Big Lots. And in Big Lots, they don't always have the same things all the time, but it's always cheaper than wherever else you would go to get it. So I go in Big Lots and I will stock up on shit. I'd be like, oh, let me get this. I don't know when I'll see it again. And it's cheap. So let me go ahead and get that. You know what I mean? Or I'll look for sales online. Like I have a drawer full of stuff that I have never used, but I'll use it one day. It's going to be pretty.
It's coming soon.
At some point.
Food stuff or kitchen stuff?
So if you go right there by where my microwave is, that drawer has nothing but stuff in it to like decorate cakes and shit with.
She be having
and my cabinet. Yeah,
awesome. She did be having random utensils, and I'd be like, "Ooh, because I was like, "Ooh, how you scoop out the mix of that thing right there?" Oh look, she got some sprinkles in this bitch.
Hey,
some.
What's up?
She got a. Do we need a party? If I need to come over here, and you can just and I can make something too. You can just give me the instructions. this is like I need a lesson.
Hey. So China, what is your go-to dessert? Like if someone requests something that's they want something like pretty quick and easy, what is your go-to boozy dessert to make?
That's a good question.
The tiramisu. It is generally the quickest, easiest thing. Now it takes maybe like a couple of hours to chill, like maybe 2 hours, but like it's the easiest and simplest thing to do. But if you wanted something quick, I'd say probably like some fruit that was soaked in like some alcohol or something for a little bit. Put in some of this whipped cream that I was talking about. Some alcohol in it. There you go. You got yourself some
little bit
of healthy, and you got yourself some nice.
I definitely agree. Cause when she was making the strawberries, y'all know my birthday coming up, and I was thinking like, oh, I can make these. They look all fancy, but they like dumb simple. Like, core these strawberries and get this whipped cream out this joint. And like, who don't like strawberries? Mm-hmm. Like, be for real.
Yeah, that was the first thing I did because I knew that was going to take me the shortest amount of time. Let me go ahead and core these real quick. Cut them, core them, and I'll do the whipped cream, you know, the next day.
So, I don't know if we mentioned specifically. I know I asked you earlier. I was like, oh, I've seen tiramisu on menus and I've eaten it before, but I was like, oh, what the fuck is it?
It's bomb. That's what I knew.
But she told me it was an Italian dessert and it was like layers of like sponge cake and coffee and brandy.
Well, it's not sponge cake, it's lady fingers. It has lady to be authentic. Lady fingers.
Yeah, I have heard that one. Yeah, like lady fingers. Yeah. And then it's like brandy. Is that what kind of you use? Brandy and then like powdered chocolate and then the mascarpone cheese.
I use brandy. I use like a mix of alcohol. Like the regular recipe does not call for alcohol. It's usually just coffee.
Okay, just for coffee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But so I use caramel vodka, coffee liqueur, coffee vodka, and the Bailey's I made.
Oh, so you use the vodka. Oh, no, I like that.
I would only have to have that at home. Mm-mm. That vodka dangerous.
Listen, I tasted this tiramisu. She cut me a piece. We let it, like, you know, breathe a little bit on the counter since it was out the freezer. And I was like, ooh, it tastes really good. But you definitely taste the alcohol. Like, don't get us to your babies. Don't let the kids get the tiramisu, y'all.
Hey,
not the food, please
don't. Don't you? They gonna be have I to mean, call like, them people on you.
Right? The power, should I say, not the secret, but the power is in the lady fingers. Because that's what you use to soak up the alcohol. Mm. You dip them in alcohol, and they soak it all up because they're, like, so dense inside and whatnot. And
No, that makes sense. Because as I was taking a as I was taking a scoop and I like bit into it, like that's where I tasted all the alcohol at. So that makes perfect sense.
Awesome, awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's good. So you do the boozy desserts and stuff, and then in your regular job, you mentioned working at a restaurant. So how else does do you do any kind of like cooking or anything at work, or is it just with the alcohol?
Oh no, I don't do any cooking at work. That is not my thing. I would never work in the kitchen. No, they put up with a lot in the kitchens, honey. I couldn't put up with the stuff they put up with there. But no, I bartend. I work at a brewery and that which also has a restaurant in it. And so yeah, I just work at the bar. I've been bartending there for like 4 years now. Well, since it opened 4 years ago. It's actually a cool little spot, you know. It's real. It's very big. It's an old Navy Yard building, so it's like where they used to make the weapons and stuff.
It's like industrial, and then the motherfucking colonizers gentrified it.
Of course.
Or maybe a lot of it.
They gentrified that whole damn area.
They gentrified the shit out of it. But what made me interested was that since it was the brewery, one of our earlier encounters was you telling me all about the beer and stuff there. So China's one of our... Well, it's like one of our beer consultants for the show as well.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So,
I'm resident beer girl.
Hey, so since you work as a bartender in your day job, what is the drink that you hate to make?
Oh, man, okay.
That's a good
There's
one.
Like two drinks that we generally hate to make. Number one, 111 is a fucking frozen drink. Okay.
Oh, so what? Tell me about that. I don't know. Typically, order frozen drinks, but it seems like bitches like frozen drinks.
They do. Mind you, we don't have blenders, so we don't make those. So I'm good. But it's like it takes forever because you have to like turn around, get all this shit, put it in the blender, wait for this shit to blend, then hand it back to the person, and now you know the motherfuckers behind them that seen it. Now they gonna want one. The next people gonna want one. It's a total waste of fucking time. Okay.
All for a dollar tip.
The second one would be a mojito.
I knew it. I knew it. That's why I asked.
Why? Hey, hold up. What's the deal with mojito?
The muddling. It's time consuming.
A lot of the times, I mean, I guess depending on where you work, I'll say that. But, like, you will have to go searching for mint. The mint you have there probably ain't no damn good. There's a bunch of brown pieces in it. And you know you can't put that shit in the glass. Now you struggling to find the shit. Now you got to sit up here and muddle this shit for X amount of minutes. Like, it's just a fucking hassle. Like, just give me some shit that I can build in the glass.
I'm not ordering no mojitos no more because I didn't know it was that much trouble.
No, I mean, listen, don't get me wrong. Some bartenders love making them, but for the most part, most of us hate mojitos and frozen drinks. Those are the worst things. But it's weird because with old fashions, depending on where you work, you'll have to muddle stuff too. And I never minded doing that for old fashions, but that's probably because I love whiskey. And you know, this shit up for you, honey. But, you know, a regular old fashioned. And all of that, so like, you know, it just depends.
I'm gonna show up at the bar and be like, can I get an old fashioned?
Doesn't it have an egg in it or something like that? What's this one of them drinks that got an egg in it? I can't remember what it's called. So
it depends, like some sour, like a regular sour, just a regular sour drink. It's supposed to be made with an egg, so it has that little foam on it and all that shit. I don't drink that shit. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. No, well, that kind of remind me of the fact that you said you not like an egg because you didn't like the egg in your tiramisu. You said you didn't like stuff, the recipes that had to call for that.
Well, but that's for a different reason, though.
For two different reasons.
Yeah, if it comes to making something with raw eggs and you're not cooking it, you just never know what bacteria could be settling in. So typically, I don't like to make anything like that and give it to someone. Now, maybe I'll make it for myself. If I die, that's me. If I get sick, that's me. But like, I don't want to.
And they come back and for the people. Like, shit is not trying to kill y'all out this
way. Right.
Place. I ain't trying to sue either. Shit, I ain't got no money.
So let's see, China. Since you're a bartender, when you go out to drink, what is the drink that you order?
Usually I get a whiskey neat, and usually if they have Woodford, that's what I go for. If not, I'll get a rye. I do like ryes. I like bourbons, ryes, a couple of scotches. I don't really care for scotch. Most of them are like peaty or smoky, and I don't like that flavor.
What did you order when we was when after the Black Panther, and I was trying to ask you what you ordered, because she sounded real fancy when she ordered at the Black Panther.
Was it a French Connection?
No, it was something neat. It was something neat.
It was just the Woodford Reserve neat.
It was the Woodford, okay. Because I was like, what was that? But she said it so smoothly. She was like, oh, a simple such and such. I said, it's simple to you, honey. I didn't even know what she just said.
I just want it straight out the bottle. I don't want, when it comes to my whiskey, I don't want nothing added to it. Don't add no ice to it. Don't add water to it. Add nothing to it. Pour straight out the bottle and give it to me. Thank you.
I'm here for it. I support it.
I cannot.
I need to get the... So next time I get shot, so like when I was with Homegirl Sunday, we had the Forrester meet. So now I need to just get the Woodford Reserve just straight and see what it tastes like. That's my next adventure. Yeah, unless you got some here, I'll drink some.
I support that.
I got Redemption in there. It's not as fine as Woodford, but it's still a really good bourbon.
I mean, the only way I'm gonna learn is to taste around, because I'm out here trying to build my bourbon palate, wine hoes, to figure out what the differences are. Yeah.
And you know what? Since you are our beer and bourbon expert, so to speak, can you give us like your top three bourbons?
Okay, top three. Number one would be Woodford. Number two, probably Blanton's. Number three, this one isn't a bourbon, but it's a rye, and it's Journeyman Black Feather. I love that rye. So good.
Okay. And then, so what are your bottom three? Like, you would, if you went to a bar and they have these, you just, like, would just get water instead of
which ones up. I need to turn my nose up at so I can act like I know.
Evan Williams.
I just know
shit.
My granddad.
Mm-mm. All right,
I get it. No Evan Williams.
Yeah, I'm not paying for that. Let's see. I so want to like Jack Daniels because the recipe was made from a slave.
Yes.
Okay? But I don't. I fucking hate it. I'm not drinking that either.
Let's just pretend. Let's just pretend the white people messed it up.
Right. And Knob Creek, I'm not a big fan of Knob Creek either, just because it's a bit too harsh for me. I like my whiskeys to go down smooth. I do not like anything that's harsh.
I like things that go down smooth, like, too.
Like penis.
Not whiskey, though. You don't know about
it. You know, hey, listen, penis and whiskey, those are two different things. You know what I mean?
Okay.
The penis can go down a little rough. It's supposed to.
Hey! Shout out to the Safari Challenge.
Shout out to the Safari Challenge. I'm here for this.
Yes.
Shout out. Mm-hmm. All right, so that was the... Later on, at some future point, you can tell us about that rye, because now I want to know about the rye stuff, but we'll learn that later.
Yeah.
But what about the beers?
Like, yeah, your top three beers.
Okay, so I love Goose Island IPA, Anderson Valley, the Kimmy
D. I do like Goose Island IPA.
And Flying Dog's Bloodline. Those are my top three.
Okay. Oh, I like Flying. See, that's why we friends. I had Goose Island IPA. That's what I was drinking. I told you at the little beer garden over the summer, I had been drinking Goose Island IPA most of the summer. And then I don't know if I had that Flying Dog specifically, but I am a fan of Flying Dog, some of that other ones. So I'll probably have to try that one.
There you go.
But Chyna already declared to me that some people think her beer taste is weird. And I was like, I don't think it's weird. It's just that everybody's palate is different.
Yeah,
so it might just be different from somebody else's.
Everyone's is different.
Look, for a lot of people, my Goose Island IPA is, basic. I don't give a damn. I like it. It's what I like, I'm a drink.
Hey, man, the best beer is what you like.
I about to say, what the fuck is that phrase over here? If you like the shit, drink it.
Basically. Basically.
Goose Island IPA is like a chill IPA. I like that one.
Dope.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so then what are your the three beers you would never drink?
Let's see. Most things made by Oma Gang. Oma Gang makes a lot of like...
Not the Old Lady Gang! Tiny Candy!
Old Lady Gang Brewery.
You know that's probably going to be next. Candy ain't turning down no points.
They had a brewery. Now, so there's a brewery called Oma Gang, and they produce a lot of like Belgian styles. I'm not a big fan of Belgian beers just because I don't like the Belgian yeast. It gives off these certain flavors that I just do not like, unless it's a sour, because the sour overpowers that flavor. But pretty much anything by them. I'm just that goes for all of the three.
So now
beers.
That like, is hilarious because she ain't go beer. She just said fuck that brewery.
Right. First off,
it's really a brewery. It's probably blasphemy for me to even say this. I just don't like anything that I've drank that's come from them. But it's also probably just because I don't like the style. Scotch ales are super sweet beers.
If that's what they're making, you don't like it, then forget them. Like,
yeah, no, I'm not with it.
First of all, we not fucking with you.
Okay. Fuck you as a label, a crew.
First off, fuck your brewery and the clique you claim.
Right? That's what I was thinking.
Nigga, I hit him up. So that was one. How about two more that you just cannot mess with?
No, she said she gonna count all three of them because she don't like nothing. Because she said she don't like nothing.
Lord have mercy.
She said she don't like nothing they brew. So that's one, two, and three.
Damn.
Okay. No, I got two more. I'm not going with Miller Lite, okay? Bud Light. I'm not drinking
domestics.
I'm not drinking none of that.
Dang.
Shit.
Shots fired.
Listen. We say fuck them domestics.
There you go. There you have it, y'all. So don't mess.
Hold up. Not from Anheuser-Busch except for La Marita's. We drink thigh
juice.
I mean, hey, whatever. Make sure you
no
happy.
Weapon formed against thought juice shall prosper.
Look,
okay,
but we don't proclaim that it's fine. We don't proclaim that it's fine juice.
No, we don't say it's fine juice. We don't say that it is, you know, a fave. It's just, you know, thought juice. Thought juice is it's folklore. You know, it's
folklore.
Yeah, man.
I too have cousins that in family. You know, sometimes you got to walk in the spirit of thought.
Yeah, man. You know, it's a classy beer for some folks.
Hey, listen, I did have a mango-rita one time, and I was like, oh, shit, this is actually, I feel embarrassed to even say, but I kind of like this.
I detect notes of gasoline.
Speaking of mango-rita, we're going to have to blast one listener real quick who don't like mango out of all the flavors.
Jess.
She know who she is.
Jess. I'm calling out names.
The homie Jess don't, we taste all them flavors, and she shitted on our mango. But she did get fancy because she brought fancy tequila to put into the Lamaritas that day.
Ooh. Right, see, and I love tequila. Like, my favorite tequila is Cazadores. That's my jam. That is my joint jam. And Corzo. That's my favorite. That's what I mess with.
I don't know about
No 1800. No Don Julio. Ooh. No Cuervo. We don't do that. No Patron. I don't like that. Mm-mm.
Have you ever tried Milagro Reposado?
You know what? I have not seen it.
That sounds familiar. I feel like
is I've that the one it. With the somebody yeah. riding on the skull riding on the chicken?
No. So it's in a tall amber bottle. It's called Milagro Reposado. That tequila goes down so fucking smooth.
I think
you have to try it one day. I promise I will not steer you wrong.
I gotta try it. You know what? Next time I make tacos, I will make me some margaritas with that, and I will take you up on that, China. Thank you.
I don't buy tequila, but it's a really nice tequila bar in Baltimore that I go to. And then when we went out in Alexandria to tequila bar, and I'm pretty sure the guy recommended that one in the way he described it. I was like, oh, I'll try it. And I remember being good. I think it was the same one, but I had to keep it in mind.
We're gonna have to try that. We're gonna have to try that. I fucks with that.
It's almost like drinking water.
Hey, I'm with it. But speaking of drinks, and since we have a guest, we can't let you come on the show without giving us a wine hotel, Miss China. You got to give the people what they want. We gonna talk about our desserts. We done talked about the bad Uber experience. She done gave us your tops and your lows. Give us the wine hotel. That's what I want. That's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
All right, well, okay, so this is going to be a hotel, but it's not really a hotel or a wine tail because should have been, but it wasn't. Anyways, this happened on my birthday. So I ended up getting tickets for me and my best friend to go to the, what is it called? Nudes and Booze.
Yes.
So Nudes there's like.
Booze. This all kind of.
Okay.
Yes. It was a really nice male model there. Oh my God, he was so hot to me, anyways. Nice chocolate skin. He had a nice little penis on him. And, so what they do is they already have these pre-stenciled canvases, and it's like different parts of the body. Now, I chose one at first, but I wasn't that happy with it because you didn't really get to see the penis. So I went back up there, and I was like, I really want to draw a penis. It's my birthday. Can I like get a penis one? It was like, yeah, just, there's other ones. So I searched through. I found one where it was prominently displaying penis, and I painted it. So what happened is, you know, usually these events are like, they're, you know, what they call them, sipping paints, and it's usually wine involved in this. But my ass, always marching to the beat of my own drum, I said, fuck that. I'm bringing a bottle of Bullet.
Hey.
And that's what
I
did.
Ooh, I know that's right. That's our kind of story.
Yeah, man. Some Bullet bourbon I had. And I had got my best friend some wine. So we get in there, you know, everything is cool and stuff. I'm kind of, I'm enjoying myself, having a good time. At one point, this lady gets up and, like, feeds the dude a cupcake. Ooh. And everything. And everybody is, like, going crazy in there because, you know, whatever. Anyways, I get up and I have a birthday shot with her. And that was cool. And then I had a couple of more shots after that. And that's where shit got crazy. Okay, so I don't remember a whole lot about this night. But I do know that, I thought we were cool. I thought I made it out of there with no issues. I know we ended up at the restaurant that was across the street. And I noticed at one point that my friend was getting like, she was getting a little irritated. Mind you, she was like very easygoing. She rarely gets irritated. So I'm not understanding why she getting irritated until, you know, the next day. I do remember also at one point when we got home, her daddy called it. What? Now, mind you, I always be fucking with her about her. I always be fucking with her about her daddy. So she'll say something to me, and I'd be like, bitch, your daddy. I'd be like, your daddy liked it. Your daddy loved it, right?
Yes.
So apparently I started flirting with him when she was talking to him on the phone.
Daddy.
Yes. I don't remember that. I remember that I thought I was being respectful. But she did say, I didn't say anything disrespectful. She said, I was just flirting with him. But honey, all I know is I got home, right? I woke up the next day and I started looking at my phone and I seen a couple of videos and I said, hail to the no.
Oh, wow.
I'm on one video like, woo, yeah, show that dick. Oh my God.
Yum, silence.
There's one video, so there was like, they have a couple of models, but they all don't model the same night. So okay. There's one of the dudes that wasn't modeling, but he was like, I'll show you mine too.
Yes.
So I got video.
Show me the money.
Wiggling his dick in front of me, honey.
Nigga,
listen,
stay ready to whip that dick.
Ready.
Out.
If you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready, baby.
They stay ready.
Yes. So apparently also at the restaurant, the reason my friend was so upset is because I couldn't keep it together. And somebody came over, I guess, to our table because she took a picture of me with my head down. I was asleep on the table. So somebody had said something to her and like it pissed her off. And I thought she had said the manager came over and asked if she wanted the girl who said something to her to be removed, which was shocking as fuck to me because up here in D.C., you get put out if you sleeping in the bar, if you got your head on a fucking table, anything like that. You got to go, not the person who has some shit to say.
Right.
So I was like, okay, you know, I like that. I'm with it. But she was just really irritated that I couldn't keep it together. So she was like, I was worried about you. I thought something was wrong. Because I don't really get fucked up like that. Like, I'll go out, I'll have my drinks, but like, it is a rare occasion, honey, where I'm in that type of form and I don't remember half the shit that happened that night. So,
wow. I mean, but you only get one birthday a year, you know, so.
No, I didn't. I did not throw up. I was good.
Good.
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out if you was like one of our former wine hotels when she was horizontal under the table.
No, I felt like she checked that, honey, but I was good.
Good. Yay. That's a good one, Hotel.
Yeah. What's that? Show me that dick. Yes, that was a good one.
Yes. That's the name of the episode right there. That's the name of the episode. Show me that D.
But that sounds like a good party, though. Like, if the I'm going to need the dick sipping people to come around here, I'll paint some pictures of the naked man.
Okay. Oh, I asked them where they coming in D.C. They was like, we trying to come everywhere. I was like, I know that's right, honey.
He trying to do what? He said he trying to do what?
Come but with
also, also, real quick, I'm trying to do that up here just in a different manner. And I don't want to say what that manner is because I don't want somebody stealing my idea. Hey. But I'm trying
well,
to...
Well, girl, we can talk off air because you know I'm with the shit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
There you go. There you
but
go.
Once again, I'm always trying to make a dollar, okay?
There you go. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, yeah, she stay trying to make that coin.
Nothing wrong with that. So, yeah, y'all, that was our live and in-person wine hotel from our lovely guest, China. And you know what follows that is, do you have it? Did you remember?
Guess who's prepared?
Hey, she's prepared. She's prepared.
I brought my cards.
Hey.
When I put my computer in the bag.
Okay. 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 So y'all know it's my favorite part of this show. Wine Hall Trivia. Trivia.
So the trivia question, you know, this is our favorite part. This question is reference to the grape. Which of the following likely describes a wine made from Riesling grapes? And let's see. So the answer is A, a fortified dessert wine. B, light grassy with hints of asparagus. C, floral, peaches, limes, and kerosene. D, pineapple, coconut, and banana.
Kerosene.
So the question, just to repeat it one more time, is which of the following likely describes a wine made from Riesling grapes? I was kind of inspired by the fact that we was drinking white wine. One of the wines that we drank earlier this evening was white. So
Vino Verde.
Yeah, the Vino Verde. That was really good. Some of you might like that one. I'm going to have to send it to you.
What it tastes well, like.
There's your real name. So. It was like.
No, never mind. Don't tell me because then I might know the answer to the question.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So, we know that Riesling is considered a dessert wine. I don't know about fortified or not. Yes, I'm getting naked. I'm sorry, y'all. I got to take this bra off. It's killing me.
It'd be like that sometimes.
When I think of pineapples, coconuts, and bananas, I think of rum, not Riesling. So, I'm going to scratch that off the list. Then you said something else. Listen, was grass?
Her deductive reason is so good.
Then you said something about...
The one that said grass said light, grassy, with hints of asparagus.
That's more like a, for me, not a Chardonnay, but maybe like a Pinot Grigio. So I'm going to scratch one off the list. And then what was the other one?
Floral, peaches, limes, and kerosene.
Kerosene. That's what's throwing me off. That's like gasoline. Floral, peaches, kerosene. Huh. Fuck. You know what, y'all? I'm not confident about this answer, but because I know that Riesling is a dessert wine, I'm just going to have to stick with the... No, I don't want to say fortified because that's like port.
The only thing I'm thinking about with the port is the dessert wine is the fact that you did taste that Kung Fu girl.
Ooh, that shit was trash. So I'm just gonna go with the kerosene and the peaches. C is my final answer.
Bam. C See, it's your final answer and your deductive reasoning, if that's the right word, is correct. So, floral, peaches, limes, and kerosene. Considered by many of the world's finest white wines, riesling can range from quite dry to very sweet. And your Kung Fu girl is that like bitch the one was, that you don't
that
like.
That bitch was dry. She needed some KY
and
jelly.
I like,
she needed
and
KY.
I like Kung Fu girl riesling. So that this what makes us great co-hosts because our tastes differ. A classic food pairing is Thai food, as the wine's sweetness and acidity can balance the food's spiciness. Mm-hmm. So let me say, so somebody taste that Kung Fu girl again and see if y'all taste hints of kerosene.
That's definitely what I taste now that I think about it. Straight up gasolina. Dame Mas gasolina.
When you started thinking, I was like, hold up, she did hear that Kung Fu girl.
I'm like, fortified is right up my alley. That's that port and shit.
But fortified... See, I like dessert. Some of the fortified ports, they be like, they be too sweet. I drink Estella Rosa over port wines.
Hey.
Because some of them ports be feel like I'm drinking syrup.
Sipping on some scissor. Sip.
Hey. Yep. We say busting out with songs.
Always. And forever. So, yep. But you know what? That's,
you give us a little
that's
show
part of our charm. Yes. You know, that's part of our charm. That's part of our je ne sais quoi. That's part of our
bad and boozy.
Yes, yeah, that's part of our bad and boozy appeal. I mean, that's why y'all fucks with us, right? I'm just saying. So, this pretty much brings us to the part of the show where we settle the tab. If I have one more drink, I just might be in you. That's what you wanna do, babe. That might be the song for this week.
Oh, random.
What?
Charlie, do you have a favorite drinking song? We say busting out the songs, referencing drinks.
Yes. China, is you still with us?
Is you with us?
Yes, absolutely.
So what is, Dee was asking, what is your favorite drinking song?
Oh, ooh.
Or it don't even have to be your favorite, just one that kind of come to mind when you think about drinking or that references alcohol.
Oh, goodness. Oof. I don't know. I feel like every time I listen to Amy Winehouse, she makes me want to drink.
Is that to make me go
what?
To rehab?
I feel you on it. I watched that documentary. I still haven't seen it.
Amy, I want to watch it.
I haven't seen it either.
Yeah. Y'all know I don't really sit down and watch TV, and I sat down like maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago and I watched it, and it was really good.
Man, I gotta watch that. I think it's on Amazon. It's not on Netflix anymore, but I will spend the coins.
No, it was on Amazon. That's what I watched. I watched it on Amazon.
I'll watch it on Amazon. So,
Settle the tab.
So, wine hoes, feel free to visit us at www.badandboozypodcast.com. We do have new content for you as recent as today. You could go ahead and check out our blog. You can submit your wine hotels on the website as well. If you would much rather leave your wine hotel by voicemail or maybe just want to shoot the shit with us or, you know, drunk dial us, feel free to call us at area code 818-639-2443. Also, a reminder, if you want to sponsor our show, we do have merchandise for sale on the Teespring. And shout out to the homies who have purchased merchandise this last week. We appreciate that.
Yes.
The link will be in the show notes. Also, we are a part of the CSPN. So you can feel free to visit our website. Yes, I know. Only because of you, D. Feel free to visit our parent website, which is www.cspn.us. That's where you can all find all those links as far as Audible, Adam and Eve, Blue Apron, so that you can go ahead and keep our podcast free, as well as the other shows that are on the network. And there are a few Black Panther reviews as well. So if you still are in the midst of that Panther fever and you want to hear what different people have to say about it, Comic Book Chronicles has an excellent review on that subject. Also, when you go to CSPN Media, you are able to become a patron via Patreon.
Yes.
And that's when you're donating to our to the network, you can just make a regular donation of $1 a month. If you want to have access to exclusive content, there are 2 tiers. You can donate for $3 or $5. And shout out to the people who have signed up as recently as this week as well. We thank you, thank you, thank mm-hmm. you for keeping the lights on at the network. As far as social media is concerned, you can find me in St. Louis running on we going yeah, down, down, baby. York Street in a Range Rover, a street sweeper, baby. Cock ready to let it go. Shimmy, shimmy, couple, what? This is Timmy Bell. Light it up and take a puff. Hey.
Wait till they do his little thing on Lifetime.
Man, I'm ready for the unsung on Nelly. That was, bruh.
The unsung.
My senior year, I had like all my little notebook covers. They were all covered with Nelly. I was like Mrs. Cornell Haynes. That was my dude.
Really?
I was in love with E.I. was my jam.
You was trying to get your eagle on?
Man, hey. It was getting hot in her. So take off all your clothes.
I might have been a sophomore, but I remember when the class of 2001, I was class of 2002, but when we did our pep rally and stuff like that, and all the classes had something, class of 2001 came out like, I am number one.
Hey. I was like, okay. All I know is give me 2 per. I need 2 per. So I can get the stomping in my air.
So is this proof that, is Nelly get his proper respect? Did he owe some taxes? Did y'all buy his body so he could pay his taxes?
I don't know, man.
No. Nelly might still be in litigation over this rape case.
He might be on the cancel list. He might be on the cancel list.
Rape case.
Man, why y'all niggas gotta be trash though? Like,
stop raping y'all trash niggas.
Damn, man, come on now.
We can't even celebrate and have fun without realizing that these niggas ain't shit.
Damn. Sorry, Miss anyway, Jackson.
Follow us.
Yes. Follow us. Well, before we start talking about us, if you want to follow our lovely guest, Chyna, where can they find you?
If you want to be cross social,
right?
Listen, as long as y'all ain't trying to be creepy and shit, you can follow me at Chyna Lee, Chynali, on Facebook, Instagram, any damn thing else you could probably find me on. It's always the same name. If you want to see more of like the desserts and things, you can go to Two Drunk Girls. That's Two Drunk Girls with a number 2, and the girls has the letter Z, not an S in it. So, Two Drunk Girls on IG and FB. So, follow me if you like.
Hey, there you go. As far as myself, you already know I am fabulous. I am fresh and I'm fly. So, you can follow me at Fab Fresh and Fly on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Delectable. As far as D is concerned,
you can find me at Brains and Buns. Still not quite sure because I need to do some squats and get these buns working.
Listen.
I got the brains, though, because I got the brains, though. But you can find me at Brains and Buns, and that's the letter N on Twitter, Instagram, and Delectable for our wine reviews. And, you know, I don't fuck with you niggas on Facebook, but you make sure.
Right.
I fuck with y'all on Facebook. If you know me, you know me. If you don't, you don't.
Right. Also, you can follow our show, Shenanigans. And we're on everywhere, which is Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We are at Bad and Boozy Pod. That's POD. So you can follow us. You can see us.
And we'll be out there. Yeah. Make sure you follow the social media, because sometimes we just post shit or interact with shit that ain't even never mentioned on a show. So.
Right. We post different articles. We may have little polls and things like that. You can see what we're sipping on throughout the week that we might not even review. You know, just our regular, everyday, regular, schmegular shenanigans, you know?
Like on a Facebook page, listeners post stuff on a page.
Yes.
Or share stuff. So
get your life.
And I haven't even mentioned this to So-So yet, but March Madness is coming, so I think we should do a wine bracket.
I like that.
I don't like it. So be on a lookout to vote in the polls on the social medias.
Yep. So, you know, and you can only do that if you follow us. And we are so close to 100 followers on Twitter, y'all. Follow us on Twitter. We got to
follow us on Twitter.
We got hella followers Instagram on Instagram popping. And Facebook. Twitter, where y'all at?
Where else? Where's Twitter at? Our Facebook and our Instagram especially, but our Instagram and Facebook, we
have. Yes, but Twitter, come on now.
We just need to get the followers on Facebook. I mean, on Twitter.
Come on, man. Come on. We are too shy. Go ahead and give it to us.
And we need some reviews.
Yes. I mean, y'all been slipping on these reviews. I mean, is it because the weather is cold? Did y'all get y'all internet turned off? I mean, like, what the fuck? Like, what's happening? What's happening? I don't understand. Like, y'all was doing real good. Oh. Y'all don't like us? Yeah, y'all don't like us no more? Like, we didn't go.
They better get it together because we got birthdays coming
like,
up.
We didn't go to bed with y'all last night. Put some respect on
us. We go to bed with you at night and wake up in the morning. Okay. No.
Put some respect.
I'll be watching you.
Yes. Sometimes it feels like somebody's watching me. Yep. So that's all of our social media stuff.
Social media.
The last.
You know, they can find us on every place and our new spot.
Yep. You can find us at iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, SoundCloud, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. So wherever your fine podcasts are found, we will be right there alongside with it. So, you know. Put some respect on our names. We would love to have you and your friends, you, your mama, and your cousin, too, all listening to the Bad and Boozy podcast. Because you know what? 90% of y'all niggas gonna drink anyway, so you might as well listen to us talk about the shit that she's drinking. Duh.
I mean, hell yeah.
Man, you know, you mentioned putting some respect on it, and we probably should mention our last minute respect we got on our name up in the pod, up in the emails.
Yes.
The
PayPal. Shout out to our lovely wine ho who made it rain on us this week, and we will be purchasing more wine to review for y'all next week. So, I don't know if they want their name said out loud, so I am not going to do that. But correct. You know who you are. We already sent you a thank you card. And we thank you so much for, you know, making a little cash register ring. So we appreciate that. If y'all want to do the same thing, you know, go ahead and hit us up at www.paypal.me/badaboozypod. And you can go ahead and send us some money. It don't matter if it's $5, $10, $20, $100. Yeah. We'll take it. Because you know what? Because
somebody mentioned it. One of the listeners mentioned paying for his daughter something, and I said, I was like, listen, $5 go a long way, because we can save that $5 to add to something.
I mean, we got bills, we got overhead, we got stuff that need to be paid for so that we can provide you with this consistent content. We ain't missed a week yet.
This hot fire.
Man, because we have been watching From the Mountain. I can't get enough of it. Oh, I'm gonna see it tomorrow too, all by myself.
Again.
I'm gonna see it at the Arc Light so I can get that good caramel corn. Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm ready. So, we gotta thank our guests so very much for coming and gracing our podcast and giving us some.
Yes, giving it was so fun.
You gave us a lot today.
Oh, thank you.
You gave us wine hotels. You gave us information. You gave us knowledge. You gave us face. You gave us body.
Fun.
Yes. Y'all can't see her, but she's fine. Yeah,
thank y'all so much. I really, really appreciate y'all having me on. I had so much fun.
Yeah, we have
fun. Listen, whenever you want me to come back, I'm is here for y'all and the people. So
yeah, we're going to conspire on either like a Bill Burr a targeted episode.
Hey, I'm with the shenanigans for a bourbon episode, and you already know who I'm thinking about adding to that episode as well, because we have another friend who likes bourbon as well. So that probably would be behind the paywall, because we're going to be slithered like some lizards. I'm just saying.
If we, I'm all for shit that's behind the paywall too, whatever.
Yeah, so special.
This
big shout out.
I ate all the rest of these. Look,
dang.
I ate all the strawberries, y'all. They good.
Dang.
I ate them all.
So, Meguan gives big shout out, much respect to the guest, China Lee. Blessing the podcast. Bless up, bless up, bless up. All of that. Bumba Clot, Lord of Mercy, run amok. shoot them up, bang, bang. Because your mind's not hot.
Blah, blah, blah. Did we do any closing words, Ben? Why are you doing all that?
You know, y'all already know what it is.
But do we want to try to...
yes, you know what? Before we let you go, thank you, D. You're so good. Before we let you go, China, we want you to take some shots. And those shots are some quick fire questions that we're going to ask you. And they're pretty much, they're just going to be yes or nah. So, D, go ahead.
So, the blue bottle or nah? As far as drinks, Moscato, blue bottle or nah?
No.
See, I knew we liked China for a reason. Okay. Ding, 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 ding. Well, she already kind of hinted to she don't like our thigh juice, so that's fine. That's fine. I don't even remember our whole list of questions.
Box wine or nah? Box wine or nah?
Main one. Box wine or nah?
Box wine, yeah, why not?
Yeah,
I knew I like China for a reason. She don't even like wine that much, but she like, yeah, let's drink the box wine.
And we already know. Yeah.
Listen, there's a science behind box wine, and that shit is just as good as that shit you drinking out the bottle. Stop.
That's
there
what I'm
go.
Saying. That's what
and
I'm saying.
And we already know the answer to the brown liquor or not. Nah. We already know China is team brown liquor.
Yeah, we know she team brown liquor. So, as a guest, so we got a fake gift, and our fake gift is our wine glass. What would you want us to engrave on your wine glass?
Let's see. On my wine glass, I want it to be that bitch.
Hey.
That bitch.
There you go. Let me fire up the etching right now.
Right. Yeah. Did you fire up the machine?
Let me blow it up. Let me blow off your wine glass.
That bitch. We just made it.
Yep.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I want to thank God. I want to thank my mom. I want to thank my dog. Oh my God, this is beautiful. Thank you guys.
I told myself I wasn't going to cry.
Look, that's perfect timing. Our guest phone died just as we was wrapping
no,
up.
No, she died. She did.
She did. That's how good our gift was. Our phone was dead. We can engrave that onto her tombstone as well.
Here lies that bitch. May she Here rest lies in that peace. Bitch. But you know, y'all already know this has been another episode 17 of the Bad and Boozy.
17.
Yes.
We're about to have 20 episodes.
We about to be
bitch.
Legal, y'all. We barely legal.
We about to be legal.
Yep.
Ooh, legal. Did we do something special for 21?
I know, right? So yeah, you know what? Episode 17.
Get a birthday wine.
Yeah.
A specific birthday wine.
There we go. So there we go. Episode 17 is officially over and done. And as always, Bad and Boozy aficionados, wine hoes, the best wine
is the one you like.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. She popped in. Bye. China said bye.